Welcome to Modcast, a Civilization podcast focused on game modding. Rob, R8XFT.
Vice Virtuoso.
Narad.
VS.
Welcome to Modcast 77, and joining me today is...
Vice Virtuoso.
Thanks for coming. We both had a look at Normandy as Civ. It's just been released by Civitas, which we both know has been quite an established Civ 6 modding group. Normandy, funnily enough, does have some governor mechanics within it. Just looking a bit further, Normandy itself has a unique ability of expeditions of conquest, so conquered cities don't suffer occupational penalties and military engineers receive +1 build charge. Conquering a city or constructing an encampment provides a free military engineer after military engineering has been researched. They've got Man at Arms, which is like a heavy cavalry unit as a unit. And they've got Mott and Bailey as the unique infrastructure. And that's constructed by military engineers, gives lots of bonuses and does affect nearby adjacent pastures and camps as well. So that looks quite interesting. But where the governors comes in with one of the leaders, of course, William the Conqueror, and his unique ability, Doomsday, that cities that have an established governor with at least 3 promotions remain 100% loyal, gains access to the familiar Regis unit, which is a melee unit. They also have Rollo, who has Siege of Paris as his unique ability, steal great person points from other civilizations when pillaging their speciality districts and buildings. Naval units transfer their movement to those in formation. So that's a quick whistle stop on Normandy. First thing I'd mention then is the established governor. It's quite interesting that if they've got at least 3 promotions, it means that the cities are going to remain 100% loyal. What are your thoughts on that?
Makes it seem like a pretty good civilization for taking out cities that are by a very close by neighbor.
Yeah.
Because you like the limitation of it requiring 3 promotions is what keeps them from just being able to sprawl over the map with no worry about loyalty.
Yeah.
So I get the feeling that the idea is to do some early conquering, and then once you've gotten this core territory, you keep your governors in the cities closest to your borders so that there's no any sort of threat of your cities flipping.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that the idea of having the Mott and Bailey with the additional housing and production gold, and also for the adjacent pastures or camp getting the extra gold and loyalty, it all looks very up my street, shall we say. I think one of the things I have problems with sometimes is that loyalty on the border cities, and it sometimes annoys me a little bit, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, when those cities are almost immediately under threat.
Yeah, sometimes that loyalty mechanic can really hurt.
Yeah, it can.
What I like a lot about the Normandy Civ is just how good the art assets for it are.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Both of the leaders look brilliant. Lots of fine detail in the leaderhead art. Mott and Bailey Improvement is one of the better looking ones I've seen. There's so many little details in it. Like, it actually looks like it's an encampment.
Yeah, it looks absolutely fantastic. There's just one other civ that I did notice that has been created very recently, which is Palmyra by Merrick. Now, that has King Odenathus as the leader. That's basically a trading civ that gets plus food and production with trade routes. It has Clibinari, which are a generic heavy cavalry unit that have got bonus strength and movement. And then they also have Funerary Towers, which is another unique improvement. This one yields faith and gold, but also gets bonuses with adjacent Funerary Towers as well, which is a little bit different to the other unique improvements where you can't have 2 together. This one, you have to build them in a line. So that looks quite an interesting one, and probably a little mod for Anno Domini to use. Certainly one to look out for.
I'm liking what is being done by Homosubi with his Sengoku Monogatari series.
Oh, yes.
He did something very similar and very expansive in his in Civ 5.
Yes, I remember it.
And I'm liking some of the creativity in his unique abilities and units in Civ 6. Like, for the Koshin under Takeda Shingen, he makes cavalry and recon units ignore hill terrain costs, but he thought ahead enough to say that if a recon unit gets the Alpine promotion, which would normally give them that same ability, ignoring hill terrain costs, they'll get an extra movement points compensation.
Cool.
So that's a level 4 thought you don't see all that much.
Yeah. And in the Shuri consolidation, which is Rikyu, that one, production capital is increased by 8% for every other city owned by Ryukyu. That's, again, interesting and gets the player to, I guess, have quite an expansive empire, and then basing a lot of the main production in the capital, some of those wonders, whatever.
I like the idea of the ability. It might be a bit powerful as far as those numbers.
Yeah, it won't be when I play it. I can promise you that. So there's some interesting mods that are going out there that are new civs, and hopefully there'll be more come later. I think what tends to happen of civilization iterations along the ages is that you get most of the good stuff after Firaxis brought out the expansion packs, and there's the feeling that there's nothing else coming out. So maybe that'll be coming soon. But at the same time, I have to say, with Civ 6, there's been so many people that have come across from Civ 5. The quality of the modding's already good, and can't wait to see what's going to happen once people really latch on after everything's been created for Civ 6.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like those total loss of modders between Civ 4 and Civ 5.
Yeah, same with 3 and 4, and 2 and 3. I remember it all well.
That was before my time.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't before mine, I'm afraid.
Recorded for episode 73 with Rob, R8XFT, Vice Virtuoso, Nirai, Lee S, and Sucratect.
Ceiling Cat has been working on an interesting project where, using Nubia, the Nubia DLC added a new feature where you can rename cities programmatically. So what they're doing is having a list of city names that your city will change names depending on who conquers it. If in history a city had one name, and I'm trying to think of an example, and I'm failing, I'm sorry.
Byzantium Constantinople.
Right, absolutely. Byzantium Constantinople.
Istanbul.
Istanbul, of course. If you conquer Constantinople with the Turks, it will change the name of the city automatically to Istanbul, and vice versa if they go back and forth. Personally, I think this is the exact kind of mod that you really shouldn't build, because it's going to take a ridiculous amount of data entry, but Ceiling Cat has been hard at work on it for some time now, and it has thousands of names now. Just glad it's not me that came up with the idea, because the renaming of all those cities is going to be ridiculous. But what's really nice about that is it's also based on the specific leader. I know that they're two different entities, but if you decided for some strange reason to make the Gauls a leader for France instead of making him a leader for Gaul, then you could actually have it so that when you're Vercingetorix, all of your cities have Gaulish names, and then when you play as Catherine, then they all turn back to French names, or other names that change over time. Particularly of interest to me, New England names in Proto-America and Proto-Canada. You could have old Canadian leaders who all of their cities have names like Fort Edmonton, or they have French names, and then you have modern Canadian leaders that have their modern names, which are still French.
I wonder if you could tie that into tech as well. So when you discover a particular tech, the name of some of the cities changed because you hit that point in history when they did.
Right.
He's hard at work on that. He's grilling me for Thai names. So Bangkok is going to have two different names depending on whether it's being ruled by Rangkumhang or Chulalongkorn.
And of course, if it's being ruled by India, it might have a different name as well.
Spain has never owned London, but if you do conquer London, it becomes renamed Londres and so forth.
Yeah, I'm definitely not putting that level of support in it. I don't want to find out what London would have been named if it was owned by the Blackfoot.
So this system doesn't use Lua or anything? Or is it built into the game?
I think there's a Lua event that came in from the Nubia scenario, but all of the naming lists are done by SQL. So if you worked with this mod, you would just have to do your own lists of cities. The unfortunate thing with this is I can see this becoming the next YNAMP or the next Events and Decisions, where the highest comment on all of the mods on Steam will be, do you have names so when the Chinese conquer your First Nations, they rename the cities?
Yeah, the number of permutations for that seems almost insurmountable.
Well, and it's only going to get worse the more people get added.
You have custom names for each of your cities, for each of the standard civs, and all of the other modded civs, even the ones that haven't been released yet.
So from that perspective, it's a bad idea. It's going to be really cool. I will definitely try to run it as much as I can. I'm just waiting for the moment when 5 years from now I release a civ, and then I realize that I missed finishing off the city names. I only have 30,000 of them, and I need another 10,000 of them because I forgot that JFD just released a bunch of Southeast Asia.
That seems like a nightmare.
Recorded for episode 76 with Rob R8XFT, Nirai, and Lee S.
Talking about the Better Reports mod that had come out recently.
Yeah, I've been playing with that, and I think it's becoming one of my essential mods that I don't think I want to play without. Obviously, it reworks the report screens, but that's the only thing it does. It doesn't add anything else that's in the way. I'm almost hesitant to say this. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm not really a fan of EUI-type mods where everything in the interface is rebuilt and it's just endless stuff everywhere. But I like Better Reports screens because you go in there, and at start, you just have a list of your cities. It's like a spreadsheet with your yields and what you're getting from each of those cities. But you can click on a checkbox, and that opens up far more detail about what's going on in each of your cities. And then when you're done looking at it, you can uncheck that checkbox, and it just goes back to the list of cities and what you're getting. So it gives you way more information, easier than the standard game gives you as far as in the interface. But it doesn't create a lot of clutter everywhere. You can access what modifiers are being applied, how much is being applied, whether it's on cities or what are your policies doing for you, etc. And I haven't even explored everything in what he's got going in there, but it's a really well done, in my opinion, user interface mod to make, at least on the report screen side, a whole lot more useful than, to be honest, what the standard game version one does. The standard game version one, I hardly ever look at the report screen because there's really nothing in there.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of the most casual players here, in which I've almost never used the reports for anything ever.
Yeah.
I think that if you're going to play at a high level and be a good player, you're going to have to know what all of those different reports are and what they do. Except I've tried to up my game in Civ 6 by taking a look at the reports. And like you said, I go, oh, well, it's not telling me anything I didn't already know.
Yeah.
Rob, you were asking, if you were on a desert island, you only take 6 mods with you.
Yeah.
And those were the only mods you could play for the rest of your life, although you could build your own mods. Really, you know, I was focusing on mods like JFD's Rule with Faith or Anno Domini. I'm hoping, by the way, that I can get updates to these mods. But because those are sweeping changes mods across the game, and really when it comes down to it, I think I would end up putting a bunch of Infixio's mods would be kind of round out my list. It's a handyvac mod.
Oh, yeah.
Called Starting Free Cities. It starts with a bunch of different cities on the map, just randomly interspersed, that start with no loyalty to anyone except themselves. What I like about that is that it gives you an alternative to barbarians. First off, because I think the free cities will stop barbarians from spawning in their vicinity just like normal cities do. But also, now you have another element, which is still potentially dangerous because free cities tend to be relatively hostile to everyone around them, but it lets you kind of have an alternative. You could also turn off barbarians and crank up a lot of free cities to give you just a different feel. I know there's been criticism around a lot. We've talked about this on, I think, the last two episodes. There's at least a faction out there on the internet of Civ people who feel like the barbarians are bad. They're wrong in an absolutely moral sense.
Yeah.
That you're saying that the world is populated with civs that are have-nots, that the only thing that they're good for is killing, and that you should not tolerate their existence. But having the Free Cities mod, I think, helps posture that as more like, no, these are just people out there, because in my head, the Free Cities are just barbarian cities. Starting Free Cities are barbarian cities, right?
Yeah.
It at least kind of gives you this idea that, no, these are just people who won't bow their knee to you. They don't want to trade with you, they just don't want to have anything to do with you, but by either conquering them with military force or convincing them that actually you are a good leader through loyalty and winning their trust, they can be brought back into the fold. They're not necessarily barbarians. I think that adds a really richness to the barbarians that's just lacking, because barbarians haven't really changed all that much since Civilization 1. Except for in Civ 6 when they come and find you and then they go ballistic and make your first two eras hell.
I think that's one of the issues with the Civ 6. If you've got barbarians on, they do seem sometimes to take over the game. And you know, you're so busy dealing with them that other things kind of pass you by.
Suddenly Shaka shows up with 600 impi and you're dead.
That too. One criticism with the Starting Free Cities mod, I think it's an incredible idea, and Handy Vac needs to give himself many pats on the back, is that it does feel kind of bland because it uses American default cities. I don't think it actually has any city names in it. It's just taking whatever is Firaxis gives it, which apparently defaults to American city lists. So you run across all of these American cities. Luigi, for example, has released a mod that changes that mod or works with that mod. I think it works by itself too. It adds free cities with specific city names. They also have a mix of various different city types. So now, instead of having nameless barbarians, you have named barbarians, if you will.
On the anime front, I know you're quite prolific in Civ 5 with anime. How are things in Civ 6?
I took a bit of a hiatus a little after when Civ 6 came out, but I'm starting to make my way back into it.
Yeah?
So far, I've only gotten 3 mods out, which there's more on their way.
Okay, well, can you tell us about those 3 mods that you've done?
Okay, so one of them is not necessarily anime. It's from a Final Fantasy video game.
Okay.
What some might consider to be the same thing, but I've got 2 leaders from the Fate Stay Night or Fate Grand Order series, which is one of those series that really lends itself well to making civilizations, because the premise of the series is that heroes and world leaders from history can be summoned into the present era to fight each other, essentially.
You've already created a couple of those civilizations then.
Right. I've got an alternative version of Gilgamesh,
okay,
as he's portrayed in the Fate series. And a major thing about the Fate series is that the portrayals of the characters are wildly different a lot of the times from their actual historical myth.
Yeah.
For example, this Gilgamesh is a fair-skinned blonde with red eyes and solid gold armor.
Okay. I remember him from your Civ 5 version, actually.
Yeah, and he's one of the most recognizable and popular characters from that series, and he happens to be my favorite character from the series as well.
Okay.
So he was my very first Civ 6 mod.
When you approached the Civ 6 version of Gilgamesh, did you sort of look back at the Civ 5 version and try to recreate something similar in terms of the abilities, or did you just do a clean slate?
Well, actually, he has almost exactly the same unique ability.
Okay.
Which, it was actually much easier to do that in Civ 6, because his unique is that he has all of the other civilizations' unique units. In the lore of the Fate series, he's the original hero that is the basis for every other hero that came after him.
Okay.
And in his treasury vault, he had every weapon that would later become a legendary weapon in other countries. So his vault had things like the Excalibur, the Gay Bolg from Irish mythology, and various other legendary weapons before they'd even become legends.
Wow.
So I translated that to him having every civilization's unique unit. But because that's an extremely strong ability, he has multiple downsides to it. His units can't earn any XP, and he cannot do anything with religion at all.
Well, it balances things out as well, doesn't it? Otherwise, he would have been considered to be a bit overpowered, really.
Yeah. And he probably is still a bit on the overpowered side, but because he's considered a bit overpowered in-universe as well, it kind of sort of fits.
Okay.
And then the other one is my most recent mod. This one is even further from the historical fact.
Okay.
Because Gilgamesh was mythical in first place, but there's a very different version of Attila the Hun I made.
Yes.
And in the Fate universe, Attila the Hun is an alien super weapon from space shaped like a young woman.
Right.
She was basically sent to Earth to destroy all the civilizations on Earth. So she gets benefits from not only destroying enemy cities. In fact, every time she captures a city, she automatically raises it with no choice in the matter.
Wow.
And if you completely wipe a civilization or city-state from the game, you get a major lump sum of culture and science.
Okay.
So she is a pure scorched earth conqueror.
Yeah. And any plans for any others then? You were mentioning that you were thinking of getting some others done.
Yeah, there are several leaders that you can get out of the Fate series. Even if you stick to only the characters that have been confirmed to lead a nation.
Yeah.
Even if I confine myself to that, there's still 4 or 5 I can think of right off the top of my head. That's another thing I'm going to be doing differently from my Civ 5 modding. Even within the context of me making anime mods, I kind of want to make the leaders make some sense. They had to have actually led some kind of nation in their series.
Right.
I think that helps it out a little bit.
I know that you did in Gilgamesh pretty much like you've done the Civ 5 version. Will you be looking back at your Civ 5 versions and maybe recreating some of those for Civ 6? Or do you think again with some of the others that you probably see what Civ 6 has to offer and maybe do something different?
I think I'd rather do some different things.
Yeah.
There's maybe 1 or 2leaders I want to bring over to Civ 6. Like maybe Funny Valentine from JoJo.
Yeah.
He was the president of the United States. It'd be pretty easy to add him in to 6.
Yeah.
And really, the fact that you can just make a leader and tie them to an existing civilization is not something you could do in 5, and it's something that makes the prospect of it just adding so many more characters to Civ 6 much easier.
Yes. So, what sort of state is the anime modding world in Civ 6 at the moment?
There are actually a lot of mods that are anime-based on the workshop. And one thing I've noticed about them is that we're seeing a lot of new modders from China and Japan, because I see a very large number of these mods that are either Chinese only or Chinese is the main language and they've been translated into English.
Uh-huh.
So it seems like the overseas modding community has gotten into this game that was not seen in Civ 5.
So is that a good thing? I mean, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's definitely good to see that the modding community is extending all over the world.
Probably be good if we could get some communication going with them, wouldn't it? If the mods may be in a foreign language, you know, we don't need each other's language. That might be a bad thing to start with, but let's see what we can do with that.
This has already happened with my Gilgamesh, but there are sometimes that there are users of my mods that will offer to do a full translation of the text.
Cool.
Into another language, and so my Gilgamesh is currently now available in Chinese.
Wow. Well, that's good, because, you know, a lot of those modders then can see how you've done it and more likely to download it because it's in Chinese, and hopefully we can see their mods evolve a little bit as well. Maybe somebody will do an English translation for theirs. You know, it can be a reciprocal modding journey for them.
Okay.
I have always thought of your mods as being top quality. I really have. They do seem to stand out within the anime community. I'm hoping that in Civ 6, there'll be more anime, that side of the community can build up a lot more.
Not even just anime, but, like, there's a lot of room for just fictional civilizations in general.
Yes.
Like, there's no shortage of novels, comic books, films, anything that can be used to make a civilization. With real historical leaders, you eventually are going to run out of leaders that really made an impact such that you can make something out of them in a civilization game. We're not quite there yet, but I felt we were getting there in Civ 5.
Yeah.
The things you can do with fictional leaders that would stretch belief as abilities for realistic leaders kind of help fill in the gameplay gaps, I think.
Yeah. So have the mechanics in Civ 6, such as the loyalty and the governors, does that lend itself any better to the anime creations, or doesn't it matter what those are?
See, for the rise and fall mechanics in particular, I think that the fact that there are golden and dark ages, and even heroic ages, and that you can check for the presence of any one of them, is what would lend to the most interesting abilities. I've actually been considering a civilization as a completely different, unique ability when it's in a golden age versus a dark age.
Well, that's interesting. I don't think that's been done before.
Now, as far as governors, currently I haven't seen a whole lot of interesting things done with governors. And I think right now, there's not a whole lot you can really do with governor modding yet, I don't think. At least until we can add some unique governors in.
Mm.
If we can get civilizations that have their own unique governors, that would probably be the most interesting way that could be done.
I think Wary Governors will be more interesting from my perspective, and this is going a little bit away from anime, but it might come back to it, is that when you specialise a mod, when there's a mod that maybe looks at Roman or maybe ancient Britain or even the anime world where the whole thing is anime, then you can kind of gauge the governors to suit that, even if it's just a graphical change, really. You can really sort of theme it up with the mods or the scenario.
Yeah, I would like to see more be done with governors sometime soon, but it's something I haven't really looked into myself.
No.
Recorded for episode 73 with Rob, R8XFT, Vice Virtuoso, Nirai, Lee S, and Supertech.
Are there any mods that were out there in the world of Civ 5 that you would like to see come in for Civ 6? I think for me, and Sukrit's here as well, it's going to be events and decisions.
I'd have to agree with that one.
On one hand, I'd love to remake events and decisions. On the other hand, I think all the other modders would kill me.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, it took me quite a while to wrap my head around how to do that, and I had to get help from Rob, so that tells you how much trouble I was having figuring it out.
Right, thank you. You must be pretty desperate to ask for help from me, huh?
Well,
but it's true. It's true. I know you're joking, but yeah, I think with a lot of mods, like you've just alluded there, it becomes the new standard, doesn't it? As soon as these mods come out, every Civ's got to have them. But I thought that Events and Decisions was one of those where it was really worth it. And it did make a bit of a difference. It made a difference to the gameplay. So that would be something that in the future would be good to see.
Well, I'd like to see really advanced setup, but I don't want to do the UI because...
I think the thing for me, I miss some of the Civs from Civ 5. I definitely want to see the Sioux come back. The Chinook. We need to bring back the glory of West Coast America.
We need to get Tomatech to start modding Civ 6.
Yes, for sure.
I quite like mercenaries as well.
It feels like more could be done with cultural diversity here too, because you can do more with the graphics. Has anyone tried modding graphics for, say, the city center buildings?
No, but I was just thinking that.
Know that Alice and the buildings itself should be easy to replace, but I've not tried the other buildings that compose the city itself. But I know for certain you definitely can, because there is a cultural entry in for buildings, you can make alternate graphics for specific buildings. So if you're playing as a Civ in the barracks, it's like this, and then if you're playing as that other Civ in the barracks, it's like that. So that is possible. But I've not tried making completely new culture types for city graphics.
I think what people had to do in Civ 5, if I remember rightly, was to create a city that just didn't show up on the map, and to create a building that would sort of mask it and go on top. But I think in Civ 6 it seems like it'll be different, more doable.
Really advanced setup, but boy, that's so UI heavy, and get all of that issue with the UI context as opposed to gameplay. Wow, that would be a tough one to do.
Mm.
The other one that I think a lot of people miss is IGE, but you can get a lot of that through the Live Tuner, really. I can't really think of any other mods that really stand out in my head to say, yeah, we really need to import that into Civ 6. Because it just comes back to then, from there, it's just, do you want the Chinook, or do you want the Blackfoot, or do you want one of the ones that Vice made, or do you want one of the Civs that Sukrotech made? At that point, that's just which Civ was your favorite that's not in Civ 6 yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that Rule with Faith has been done in Civ 6, because did like the things that Prestige. Because I think, again, one of the things that Civ 6 hasn't quite matched yet is what to do with your faith. If you're not playing a religious game particularly, or once you've got all the bits and pieces, I guess it's creating lots of missionaries, etc. If you're playing as Ethiopia, of course you can build more settlers with it and builders and that kind of thing. But I think it'd be good to have something like that, where you can actually use your faith for other things.
least Norwood's Fate is doing some of that. I think we've got to recognise that Civ 6 isn't just a kind of advanced Civ 5, it's a game on its own. So maybe we should celebrate the advances that are being made.
Yeah, I don't know that if you just sort of pick any mod out of the air from Civ 5, whether it necessarily has a high probability that it would translate well into Civ 6.
No.
So when we make lists of, well, we got to have this mod ported in from Civ 5, it's really kind of a question of, yeah, but does that concept really match Civ 6 or not?
Yeah. I mean, like, just going back to your Civs, Chris, when you've done a Civ that you already did in Civ 5, do you just start with a brand new blank canvas almost? Or do you consider what you did in Civ 5 and whether or not it's still relevant to Civ 6?
I don't think I've done that yet, because my Civ so far has been... Well, there's two, Rob, but that was mostly Polokar's design, in which case I just started from scratch. But I think it would depend. So I think it's a combination. And you do have to see what works and what doesn't, because there are things that just won't work anymore.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of Civs that I made in 5 that I probably won't be bringing over to 6, just because I want to explore different things.
Yeah.
There are some that people have really requested that I bring over, but I've kind of lost interest in making them again. So I feel some other modders might be able to bring over some of the ones that I choose not to, like the Metal Gear Solid Civs. I'm sure someone else will be able to do that one.
Well, hasn't someone pretty much already done all of the Neptunia mods already?
Yes, someone else did all of those already. For Civ 5, there were about 4 authors that did Neptunia Civilizations, and I think we should probably avoid that this time. To say nothing of how I don't think that leader-changing mechanic is even possible this time. And I feel that if I can't make the leader-changing mechanic work, then I may as well not bother. A lot of the Civs I made are just kind of one-off things that I didn't really have any interest in revisiting again.
And that's the key thing, isn't it? You've got to have the interest there to actually do a good job, I think. That's one of the most important things that you as right. Doing what exactly you want to do.
Yeah, that's why I don't typically take requests. And I think a lot of us don't.
Yeah.
I only did one request ever, and I ended up not liking the Civ, the finished product, once I was done with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure, for example, that I would port over any of my Civ 5 Wonder mods that I made 2 or 3 of, partly because then the very next thing, the first comment will be, is there a model? Is there a model? And the answer is, am I super tech? And the answer is no. So there's no model.
Yeah, you can't get away with making Wonders that don't have models now.
I'm going to try.
There's 2 things with not having the models for the Wonders. One is that you can't get the effects that you would pick up from certain policies or whatever, where if something's built next to a Wonder, it's +1 culture or whatever.
Right.
And the second thing is that it kind of defeats the object of having to work out where you're going to build Wonders, which is, especially when it gets towards the late game of Civ 6, it all becomes kind of a shit, right, so shall I get rid of that farm because that's where, you know, the Eiffel Tower could go or whatever, whatever it is.
I'd love to see the old various mod components come back, but I do believe that W. Howard has moved on from modding, from what I understand.
Yeah, there has been a couple of casualties, haven't there? And he's certainly one of them, and yeah, we miss him.
Support the ongoing Polycast Patreon campaign.
Collective achievements.
Personal incentives.
Month-to-month commitment.
A thank you to lead patron Candace Albinus and all other supporters of the show through this measure. For more information, visit thepolycast.net/Patreon.
Calling today, in North America the number is 301-637-7659. In Europe, 44121-288-7659.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast, log on to the series official website at thepolycast.net. One last thing I would like to ask anybody that's listening to the Modcast. Recently, GDPR and talking about everybody's preferences for privacy, etc. Just in a slight link to that, please tell us what you'd like from us in terms of what you'd like to hear on the Modcast.
Would you like to hear more about recent civilizations and recent modding? Would you like to hear about our opinions about the mods? Or would you like to hear a little bit more about what we do in terms of modding, how we go about it? Please let us know, and we would love to hear from you. That's it for today. Today was Modcast 77, and I'm Rob, R8XFT. With me today was...
Vice Virtuoso. I just have to point out the irony of the one time in the past several months I could make it, the other two couldn't make it.
Yeah, it is ironic. All right, thanks a lot, and take care. We'll see you next time. Record date, 26th of May 2018. Civilization 4 and 5 sound clips, copyright Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.